Chinese President Xi Jinping's announced new measures for expanding the country's opening up when he delivered a keynote speech via video link at the opening ceremony of the third China International Import Expo in Shanghai. The expo opened according to schedule under COVID-19 containment protocols. It is expected to receive 400,000 visitors, making it one of the largest events across the world this year. President Xi Jinping says it demonstrates China's desire to share opportunities in its market with the world and contribute to global economic recovery. The Chinese president announced new measures for expanding the opening up in the country, including pursuing creative ways to grow foreign trade. He has stressed that with a population of 1.4 billion and a middle income group that exceeds 400 million, the Chinese market is the most promising in the world. Total imports into China are estimated to top $22 trillion in the coming decade. Data shows that China's total investment in education last year exceeded 5 trillion yuan, or nearly 750 billion U.S. dollars for the first time. The investment in 2019 also rose by over 8.7% year-on-year. Government spending on education has accounted for more than 4% of the country's GDP since 2012. Beijing's voiced firm opposition to the latest arms sales plan by the United States to Taiwan. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Wang Wenbin made the remarks after the U.S. State Department approved the sale of four drones worth $600 million to the island.
China urges the U.S. side to abide by the One China principle and the provisions of the three China-U.S. joint communiques, stop arms sales to and sever military contacts with Taiwan, and immediately cancel the arms sales plan to avoid further damaging Sino-U.S. relations and the peace and the stability across the Taiwan Straits.
Wang adds that China will make a proper and necessary response in light of the development of the situation to safeguard its national sovereignty and security interests. U.S. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden is projected to take the state of Michigan, a battleground state that the Republicans and incumbent President Donald Trump carried 4 years ago. With 97% of the expected vote in, Biden's ahead of Trump by a margin of 1.2 percentage points in Michigan. With Michigan carrying 16 electoral votes, CNN now projects Biden to have 253 electoral votes, leading Trump by 40. It takes 270 electoral votes to win the U.S. presidential election. The Trump campaign announced earlier in the day that it had filed a lawsuit to halt vote counting in Michigan. Biden's also projected to take the key battleground state of Wisconsin. The United States formally left the Paris Agreement on Wednesday, marking the only nation among nearly 200 signatories to abandon this global agenda on combating climate change. U.S. President Donald Trump announced in June 2017 that his country would leave the Paris Agreement. According to the agreement, its signatories can only formally request to quit the pact 3 years after it takes force, and that day fell on November 4th of last year. The withdrawal took effect yesterday. Trump announced the withdrawal soon after he took office, citing concerns about the pact's threat to the U.S. economy. The Trump administration also rolled back environmental rules made in the Obama era to prop up the coal industry by allowing it to emit more greenhouse gases into the air. Britain has recorded more than 25,000 new coronavirus cases, bringing the total caseload to 1.1 million people infected with the virus. The latest figures were released on Wednesday as lawmakers voted in favor of the government's month-long lockdown starting today. All non-essential venues, including bars, restaurants, and hairdressers, will be shut down until December the 2nd during the lockdown in England. Under the new restrictions, people will only be allowed to leave their homes for work or education purposes.